Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, get ready for a fresh wind of my spirit. The skies in your life are clearing. The currents of my purposes are setting you up to catch the wind of my kingdom to take you into a new season. It's a new day and a new time. So get rid of the old timepiece of despair and incessant waiting with nothing but disappointment at the end of it. That is not your portion. This is where you've been, but it's no reflection of where you are going or where I am taking you. Yes, there's obstacles around you in the spirit. Open your eyes that you might see your way through and around the impediments that the enemy has vainly placed to disrupt what I'm doing in your life. The people and situations that seem so formidable against you are nothing more than gateways to the next assignment I have for you. Remember that my kingdom is motion activated. It isn't enough just to say it. You must say it out loud, decree with attitude, and then you must do something. For my kingdom doesn't come with observation. You must act or nothing changes. You've been stymied on this point because your teachers have promised the fruits of doing for the mere hearing of my word. This is misdirection, and it's caused you to be defrauded unnecessarily of blessings that would have otherwise manifested in your life 2 years ago. I'm taking you beyond the basics of your spiritual youth and changing the tactics of faith where you're concerned. You will hear and hear and hear, and then you will do and do and do. Don't bother trying to talk those around you into this new walk of faith, because to you it is given, but to them it is not. You're going to have to identify these weights and false burdens and separate yourself, or the contention will never end. As Abraham was established in my promise after Lot was sent away, you'll think that so many instant miracles were taking place, but they're nothing new. They were just waiting for you to deal with the strife and the strivers in your midst who never belonged in your life to begin with. Cut the cord of fleshly familiarity. Sever the umbilical of those who are looking to you for what they ought to be looking to me for. What you have hoped for and longed for is not far off. The opening of the gates, the outpouring of my favor, the coming out from under the storm clouds of life into an open heaven. It's just ahead, waiting on the occasion of your faith. It's time to come into your own tribe and stop trying to fit in where you will never be accepted. Those who don't get what I am doing in you will always treat you like a despised stepchild, but you are not despised and you are not set aside. I have set you even this day as the very apple of my eye, and the person that touches you is touching me. I will defend you, advance you, and bring you into your destiny as you cooperate and align yourself with what I'm saying and what I'm doing this very day, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. Because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.